Goodmanson inside the lane, kicks it back out to Grady. Now to Goodmanson, pops out left side, fires again, got it. Back-to-back threes, John Axel Goodmanson. And that cuts the lead in half, 12-6. Landers thought about a three. He's going to drive against Ulrich, double scoop, and lays it off the glass and scores. Breaks an 11-0 run, makes it 14-11. Dayton over Davidson. And will drive, kicks it to Ulrich in the corner, gets his man in the air, steps back, fires. Good, 3 points. Peyton Ulrich. Here comes Ulrich driving against Cunningham. Cut off, drops it to McGarity, to Grady, to Goodmanson. Pritchett almost threw it away, but grabbed it. Gives it to Grady, cuts to the lane, lays it up, won't go. McGarity lays it up, scores, and a foul. Chance will go four players extended along the foul line. Got a play to try to get a quick shot here. They're going to inbound the basketball to Grady. Fires a three. Good. Timeout catch with 3.3 seconds left. It's a one-point ball game. Kellen Grady shot a guarded three. He couldn't have been any farther out of the corner without going out of bounds. A screen. Can't get the shot away, but drives. Stops. Shoots.
Nice.
Scores. Nice spin off the glass. 58-54 is Grady in the books again. He's got 4 points.
Kellen with an aggressive move to the basket. It's a great time to get on track. 3:40 left.
Cats in his own defense, Rich, and need a good stop here would get him in a good position. They get the ball down low to Landers. Now back out to Davis Jr. The Landers drive, partially blocked. McGarity, I think, got a piece of it, and he gives it off to Goodmanson. The Cats a chance to cut into a 4-point deficit. 3:18 to play. Screen by McGarity, drives Goodmanson, kicks to Aldridge, shot no good, tipped out by McGarity, recovered by Goodmanson, drops it off to Aldridge, three-pointer, 58-57 with 3 minutes to play. Aldridge drained a three, great ball movement by the Wildcats.
Great shot.
Will McGarity.
Great hustle by Will to tap it back out, then they found Peyton for the long three.
It's a one-point ball game. Cats have led one time in this basketball game. They drop it to Cunningham, kicks it out. Now to Crutcher, shot no good. They battle for it, and Peyton Ulrich has it. Gives it up to Goodmanson, and the Cats with a chance to take the lead with about 2:35 to play. Goodmanson works against Crutcher.
Man-to-man defense. Patience, poise.
2.5 minutes to play. McGarity to Kellen Grady. Grady takes the screen, step back, and fires.
Boom!
And scores.
With the two-pointer.
59-58, Grady with 6 points. 2:15 to play in the Cats lead.
The light switch is on.
Back-to-back buckets by Kellen Grady, the freshman, starting to warm up at the right time. Davis Jr. kicks it back out to Crutcher in the corner for Jordan Davis. No good. Landers with a rebound. Might have been a push-off, but got away with it. And that'll be a fresh shot clock for Dayton.
Under 2 minutes.
1:52 to play. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 59-58, Davidson.
Back of the zone.
Driving, shooting, and got the roll. It's a one-point lead. Wildcats will bring it front court, trailing 60-59. 1:37 to play. John Axel Goodmanson gives it to Grady, to Pritchett. Pritchett to Ulrich. Ulrich in the low blocks against Landers. Driving, shooting, scoring.
Boom!
Peyton Ulrich gives the Cats a lead, 61-60, 1:20 to play.
Trading punches. Coach McKillop imploring them from the sidelines.
Timeout, Dayton.
What a comeback.
61-60, Davidson with the lead, 1:15. Both teams with one timeout, and we're coming right down to the finish. You're listening to Davidson Wildcat Basketball from Learfield. Welcome back to UD Arena, home of the Dayton Flyers, and the Wildcats now have a 61-60 lead, 1:15 to play during the basketball game, and well, the crowd's getting loud, the coaches are all huddled up around with their players trying to find who can make the last couple of plays in this basketball game to see who comes away with a win. Now, the foul situation is a little tricky. There's just three personal fouls called against Dayton here in the second half. The next foul by the Wildcats would put Dayton at the free throw line on a common foul. They've had six fouls.
That's a great point. So neither one are in the bonus yet. But at this point in time, it all comes down to this, Mark. It comes down to competitive greatness and being at your best when your best is needed is how John Wooden defined that. And Kellen Grady, you know, none of those earlier misses count. It doesn't count at all. It's all that matters is those the jumper with 2:22 left on the clock, to put us up 59-58. Excellent play by everyone here. So it'd be great to we want to get this win. We've got Jack Gibbs' father in the stands. We got Brian Sullivan in the stands, about to take off and go play pro ball in Australia. So we want to get those guys a win.
24 seconds on the play clock as the Flyers will inbound right in front of the Mountain Dew sign. They throw it back into the backcourt to Jordan Davis. Davis will give it off to Crutcher. 19 seconds.
Cats in the 2-3.
They give it up down the wing and work around the perimeter. They want to give it to Cunningham, but Will McGarity's down there.
We've got a Cunningham sandwich down there.
That's right. Here comes Crutcher all alone for a long three. Good. He got lost from the defense. It's 63-61. 52 seconds left. The Cats trail by two. Goodmanson with the basketball. Working against Crutcher. And now a foul as Grady came off a screen, and they just grabbed him as Davis is going to be whistled for the foul. That'll be the fourth team foul against Dayton with 44 seconds left in the basketball game. It's 63-61 Dayton.
Only four team fouls on Dayton, so a long way away from the bonus.
24 points for Peyton Aldridge. Will McGarity, 12 points, 11 rebounds, and 14 points for John Axel Goodmanson.
We don't need the three. Just get a good shot.
Aldridge inbounds to Pritchett. Pritchett looks inside. Now gives it back out front to McGarry. They switch sides and forth. Kellen Grady drives, shoots, rimmed out. Tipped up, no! Tipped up again! Oh, over the backboard. Who touched it? Let's see. It's going to be Davidson basketball. They partially blocked the tap attempt by McGarity. It goes over the top of the scoreboard and hits the shot clock. So the Wildcats are going to have the basketball pending a review. They're going to the monitor for the third time in the basketball game in the second half. 32.6 seconds left. Dayton 63, Davidson 61 in the biggest review of the ball game.
Yep, this is an important one. And I got to admit, I could not see
I thought there was some contact.
Yeah.
Well, they're chanting, we will rock you, and they're rocking the house here at UD Arena. Four fouls for Dayton, six for Davidson. Both teams have one timeout left.
Yeah. 32 seconds left. And so no matter what, we will get another shot.
Exactly.
So it's a question of whether we have to get a stop and then a score, or whether we have to get a score and then a stop. It's just the order in which we're going to win this game.
And they're going to reverse the call and give us the date. So a reversal, a fresh 30-second clock, 32.6 seconds left. And they'll give the basketball to Dayton. Cats had a couple of good looks there and just couldn't get it to go down.
Yeah.
That would have tied it.
We got a small lineup. Well, they just put Jordan Watkins in, not guarding the ball on the baseline.
They'll pressure inbounds. They're going to run out. This is a little more intense, and they break the press, and Landers gets it front court. Grady tries to get into a double team. They pull the ball now, foul. But they're going to call a foul instead on Grady. Third foul on Grady. 17 foul, so 1-1 coming up with 22.7 seconds left. Big free throws coming up now for Trey Landers. Landers, 14 points. The second trip to the line. He's 2-for-2 so far.
Yeah.
Takes several dribbles. Eyes the basket and hits nothing but net. Three-point ball game, 64-61. Got one more shot coming. So Landers, the sophomore from right here in Dayton, 6'4", 65-61. Davidson will have token pressure in the backcourt, need to score quickly. 20 seconds as Goodmanson gets across the timeline. Double screen for Pritchett. Now as Brady comes off the screen. Into the corner it goes to Aldridge. 10 seconds. Aldridge fires a three. No good. Tapped around, and it's going to be Dayton basketball. Well, let's see. No, we got one official saying Davidson, one saying Dayton, and I think it's going to go to Davidson. Well, let's see. They're going to talk about it. It's a big call here, but 5.4 seconds left. The Wildcats badly need two possessions, and they're going to review again. Right now, it's 65-61. The Cats battled back and forth all night long, and right now it's going to take a pretty miraculous comeback to get a steal and a basket and something to happen. We'll see what happens. It's very important who gets the basketball, but you have to score immediately. 5.4 seconds left, and Dayton has the opportunity. If they want to make a quick foul, the Wildcats wouldn't even get on the line, so they need to be almost catching in a shooting position.
Exactly.
So as they review, McGarity went off and hit the ball. Now, the question is, did it hit somebody else after McGarity knocked the ball down? He was trying to tap at it as he came over. He had the outside position, but was taller than the inside player.
Yep.
Now, what our guys were hoping is it touched somebody's hand as it went out.
They were saying that it touched somebody's head.
Or somebody's head would be fine.
As it went out.
Now, let's see what they're going to do. They're going to say Davidson basketball. So that's a big break for the Cats to make sure that they get an opportunity. Got to score quick and then got to stop the clock. Pritchett will inbound. Cats will go four players extended along the foul line. Got to play. They're trying to get a quick shot here. They're going to inbound the basketball to Grady. Fires a three. Good. Timeout catch with 3.3 seconds left. It's a one-point ball game. Kellen Grady shot a guarded three. He couldn't have been any farther out of the corner without going out of bounds.
That was brilliant. 3 seconds left. We got to get a quick foul. They make two. And then we've got to figure out a way to get a good three.
Some kind of shot, yeah.
So, but they.
That's the last timeout for the Wildcats.
Exactly.
So 3.3 seconds left. You could get a steal. You got a chance. Or you get a quick foul. The chances are less because you go all the way to the other end of the floor. However, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
It is not out of the realm of possibility. This is this one was as billed in terms of a tight one down to the end. Kellen Grady now with 9 points, and he's led our comeback.
Seven probably in the last five minutes or
exactly,
so, or at least in the second half.
So,
well, hold everything close here. Let's see what the Cats can do on defense. They're down one, 65-64. Now, a common foul against the Wildcats would just result in 1-1. So a one-point game, theoretically, you can foul somebody. They can make two free throws. You get the ball back with 3.3 left and still have a chance to get the ball. So hope is still alive for the Davidson Wildcats, down one with 3.3 left.
You know what I'd like to do?
What's that?
I'd like to get the steal on the inbounds then get a shot.
Yeah,
I'll get a layup. And I think that's what we're going to try to do here.
Yeah, I think that's the best shot. Now, you got to watch long. Somebody may break long and they try to pull it.
We got Peyton in the safety position.
They throw it into Crutcher, an immediate foul. And so the foul will send Crutcher to the line with 3 points.
No, I think that was Kellen fouling Cunningham.
Oh, okay. Oh, 18 foul. So 1-1. Cunningham. No, let's see. Who is it going to be? Daryl Davis. So Daryl Davis was fouled.
No. I swear that was on Cunningham, wasn't it?
I thought Crutcher was fouled, but so Daryl Davis Jr. going to the stripe. 3.2 seconds left. Even if he hits both, the Wildcats have a chance. Oh, they called the foul up the sideline instead of on the man who got the ball inbounds. So I'm wondering why there was any time off the clock. But we'll see. Davis to shoot 1-1. The crowd gets really quiet. He misses it. The Cats have it with a chance to win. Here comes Grady. Gets a screen. Fires. No good. It wouldn't have counted anyway, but a heartbreaking loss for the Davidson Wildcats here tonight. 65-64. Dayton with the win. Grady looked like he had a chance, but oh my goodness, he just did not get it to go. But we'll be back with a post-game report powered by Ortho Carolina. You're listening to Davidson Wildcats basketball from Learfield.